If I'm not mistaken, that's the dating game theme. It's a new a rejoiner that we have. Well, you know, they're full of surprises here as we continue broadcasting from the fabulous soundboard of the Motor City Casino, invited by Steve Gregorian of the Detroit Economic Club. And today, a special day with the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, professor at the University of Michigan Law School, Barbara McQuaid. And right after Barbara, we spoke to Madam Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and now we're speaking with Howard Handler. He's the president of 313 Presents. Howard, nice to see you.
Great to be here.
You have a lot planned. 313 Presents is very much involved, and you've got an amazing summer and fall concert lineup planned for us. Can you tell us about some of those exciting concerts?
Would love to. We're almost a week out from kicking off Detroit's summer concert season. On May 2nd at Pine Knob, we're presenting Primus, Pucifer, in a Perfect Circle. And that's setting the stage for just a great outdoor amphitheater season and concert season. We've got more than 70 shows announced at Pine Knob, Michigan Lottery Amphitheater, and Meadowbrook, and many more to come.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. It shows my age, which I'm proud of. How come I've never heard of Primus or Pucifer? Are those bands?
Those are incredible rock bands.
Primus was huge, like 90s, I would say, they in their heyday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's the fun thing about the concert season is we have something for everybody. So I'm sure we've got a couple of things that you'd love, Paul.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm sure you do. I mean, I've been around a long time. I was a disc jockey, so I played a lot of music from a lot of those people that would now be considered, I don't know what they would be considered, but I saw Barry Manilow doing his 100th performance, or maybe that was Billy Joel too, but a big performance at Radio City. I mean, these guys have been around a long time, and they never seem to stop. Tell me a little bit more. I love the fact that you have a bachelor's degree and a master of business administration from the University of Michigan. I went to the University of Michigan, never did nearly as well as you did with your master's and all that, although my daughter Sophie is in the Ross School of Business, so I'm proud of her and with that. And then what else did you do before you became involved with the 313 Presents as Detroit's premier live entertainment company? What else?
Well, I spent a good chunk of my career across media, sports, and entertainment, and very lucky to have the opportunity to move to New York and work for Lorne Michaels and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, boy.
And got to work at MTV and the National Football League. Very excited for the draft coming up on Thursday. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to do what I love.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. How'd you make your way back here, back home?
It's interesting.
You did say to me, and I should point this out, four generations of Detroiters.
Yes, the Handler family, four generations in Detroit. But I felt like I could stretch out and pursue my career goals and was able to do that in New York City, but was approached with this opportunity to run 313 Presents, which is a joint venture between Chris Illich and Tom Gores, encompasses six venues in southeastern Michigan. And I thought, what an incredible platform to bring some joy into people's lives and to really be a part of this great renaissance that's happening in Detroit.
And how smart were Chris and Tom, of course it goes without saying with their success, but how smart for them to grab a guy with a bachelor's degree and a master of business administration from the University of Michigan, which is not what you'd normally think of running a concert venue. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities in our business, and so lots of different types of education. But yeah, it's good to have that maize and blue background.
Now, I don't know if this is something that you wanted to do, or if Mike Parsons, my producer, came up with this idea. It says here, you just heard Barbara McQuaid talk about her new book, Attack from Within, How Disinformation is Sabotaging America. And you just watched the presentation with Barbara, and Jocelyn Benson was the moderator. And so he's asking, I never would have thought of asking you this, give me a takeaway from what you just experienced in there.
Well, I think that we all have to look out for truth versus loyalty to a tribe. I think that you know, we probably have to work a little bit harder to sift through a lot of the disinformation and a lot of the bias. but ultimately that everybody's empowered to understand exactly what's going on and what's important to them and to advocate for what you believe in.
Well, that makes sense. And that's kind of what they were talking about, I guess.
Absolutely.
I would think.
And two powerhouse, courageous women that are a great part of what's happening here in Michigan. It was a real privilege to be out here.
Well, good for you. Now, you are also a trusted advisor to some for-profit and volunteer boards, including, I found this fascinating, the Professional Association of Diving Instructors, the Drone Racing League, and the University of Michigan Sports Advisory Board. Which one of those do you enjoy the most?
Well, I love them all. The Sports Management Advisory Board, which is part of the School of Kinesiology, is really there to help these students find their way into the sports industry. I love mentoring. I love teaching. That's really gratifying. PADI is a global movement. PADI's the biggest educator and certifying body for divers and dive instructors across the globe. And diving is ultimately about being an advocate for the ocean. So I get to have a lot of fun.
Good for you. 313 Presents, headquartered in the District Detroit. 313 Presents is, as he just explained, a joint venture between Illich Sports and Entertainment and Pistons Sports and Entertainment. Would it be 313presents.com, the place that I should send people to find out what the rundown is for the summer and fall?
Absolutely. And we've got, 100 shows on sale. There's something for everybody. Paul, maybe you should come out May 22nd to Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That's probably a band that you like.
I certainly remember Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Boy, did he just date me. But I'm not a bad date. Anyway, thanks very much, Howard. God bless you. Well, if you ever need an MC or somebody to introduce people, I think the last person I introduced was Bobby Vinton. Isn't that sad? I'm sure there was somebody since Bobby Vinton. Lawrence Welk, maybe? No, I'm not sure who it was. Mike Love? Did I introduce him? Oh, I did. I did introduce Mike Love and the Beach Boys.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the only guy introduced who was actually older than me, as far as I know. Yeah.
Beach Boys are July 5th at Michigan Lottery Amphitheater.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ann Thomas, our boss, is here. That means I got to go. Ann Thomas, our program director. She says, that's enough. 313presents.com. Howard Handler, God bless you. Nice meeting you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it very much. As we continue on WJR.